A riddle. Green as grass, and grass it's not. White as snow, and snow it's not. Red as blood, and blood it's not. Black as ink, and ink it's not. What am I? Blackberry.
Traditional folklore says that blackberries should never be picked after Michaelmas Day, the 29th of September. After this date, the devil allegedly spits on them in an act of revenge, having landed in a patch of brambles when he was expelled from heaven by St. Michael himself.
What's your favourite type of fruit jam?
Cherry jam.
My favourite type of jam, actually, I think is damson jam. It's really nice.
It's got to be blackberry jam. I mean, I like anything with blackberries in, blackberry crumble, but yet blackberry jam has to be my favourite, apart from picking the blackberry straight off the bush, of course. And I don't tend to make jam because I'm too busy eating them straight off the bush.
The white hare. One dusky autumn evening, four farm workers were out hunting for their supper when they caught a glimpse of a pure white hare nimbling across an open field. A magical, mysterious creature, and yes, the proud hunters desperately wanted to catch such a prize. They sent two of their hunting dogs ahead to flush her out. The startled hare ran as fast as the wind, like silver lightning streaking across the green grass. She easily outdistanced the chasing dogs, but as she dashed through a gap in the hedge, another dog was waiting to pounce. A snap and a snarl, a scrabble and a squeal. The white hare was caught in the jaws of the dog and viciously flung into the air, white fur flecked with red. She landed on the top of the hedge, but managed to scramble away, slipping into the safety of the deep dark woods. The hunters searched long and late, but eventually gave up the chase. On their way home, they passed a stone cottage on the far side of the forest. The door was ajar, and peering inside, they saw an old woman collapsed on the floor, bruised and bleeding. Three of the hunters ran, in guilt and fear, but the youngest stayed to tend and care for the old woman. When restored to health, she gently released him from his duties, but from that day on, the men vowed never to hunt a white hare ever again.
White hare, wild hare, flashing across the ridgeway. Lord, leaper love, silver windswift wan, lurching from Abbotsbury across the land. The one they chase, the one they track, from Tump's hollow hip over Stone Valley path. Dancing the endless jig across the old bones of silent grassways and purple meadows.
Have you had any encounters with wild animals in your garden or neighbourhood?
Only dead ones that my cat has brought in.
That's a good one.
Squirrels, deers and foxes. And owls.
What happened with the squirrel?
It went up a tree. And then it starts picking nuts off of the tree.
Yes, I have. Billy No Mates. Billy No Mates is a rabbit. He comes into our garden occasionally, maybe once a week. He doesn't eat anything that you'd want him to eat. He doesn't eat anything that you don't want him to eat, but he is on his own. There's no Billy No Mates 2. There's no Bob No Mates. He is solo. He's lonely. We've never seen him with anybody else. We've seen Billy No Mates sunbathing in the village green. He's coming to our garden and he's eating the grass and he seems to be the best behaved rabbit that there is, the little brown fella. And that's about as wild as it gets in our garden, apart from the two woodpeckers that come in and raid all the bird food that you put out for all the little brown jobs.
Autumn is a time when spiders sometimes creep into our homes. According to one old tradition, placing conkers in cupboards keeps them away. But other folklore says that a spider entering the house brings prosperity. What do you think?